Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 27.
What's in a name?
And my name is Andre.
And I'm Kirsten.
And we are two people with names that get misspoken all the time. So I was thinking about an episode and I was thinking that delivery people often mess up my poor wife's name quite a bit. And then you married into a family with a last name that is difficult for some, apparently, even though I don't know why. So you get doubly mashed.
I am so used to it because I've had it my entire life. So sometimes it doesn't even faze me when people say it wrong. I don't correct most people because it's just not worth it. But I should be Kirsten Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I am Kirsten Lewis, which is, not ideal.
It is not.
But even your name, Andre, relatively simple.
Oh boy.
You still get all kinds, don't you?
I get Andrew and Andrea. Yes, even Andrea.
Yeah.
And Andre, which is,
yeah.
I don't know how you get that, but
yeah.
Lots of things. But how about, before we go into all that, Kirsten's quiz?
Yes. So the last question that we had was, what is the space between your eyebrows called?
I never did find out.
No. It is the glabella.
Glabella.
Yeah.
This is also maybe a girl's name in Italy. I don't
glabella.
Know.
Glabella. Could be. Yeah, it could be.
It'd be funny.
There's stranger things that people have been named after.
Indeed. And what you got for us this week?
I have forgot where I put it then. What is the only US state with a name that ends in three consecutive vowels?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you have to think about that one.
I will. Okay. Interesting. So let's talk about names. There are some stories and there are some things that bother me about names. In particular, there is a long-time listener of the podcast whose first name is my last name, or our last name, Louis. And he spells it and says it, as far as I'm concerned, the correct way.
Well, maybe we should say, so we spell it L-O-U-I-S.
That's right.
The other spelling
is L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, but that really should be Louis.
Correct.
And the majority of people spell it like that, like that's how it should be. Louis, how we spell it, Louis with a W.
Yes.
But unfortunately, not everyone knows that rule.
They do not. And I wanted to mention that there's a YouTuber in the US called Louis Rossman. Spells it our way, but pronounces it his way.
Right.
And every time I come across it,
it bugs you.
Really, really bugs me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Louis Rossman. Like, how do you do that? I mean, if you put Louis and Louis in the same room, as in our friend who listens to the podcast, Mr. Morehouse, that'd be confusing. And then we join the fray too. There's another YouTuber called Ringway Manchester who spells his name Louis and pronounces it Louis.
Mm-hmm.
The L-E-W. So that's fine. I'm cool with that. But the other one, it just kind of stuck in my head and it drives me crazy. Now, some of the voices that screen readers use pronounce my name incorrectly, which is fine. I just tell them. So my name has been added to a few dictionaries over the years that fixes the problem. That's interesting. And then your name, of course, coming along. No one had really heard of your name before I married you, at least not in my circles.
No, so, I mean, the most common one is Kirsten. That's what I would always get.
Yes.
You know, there's Kirsty, Kristen, every variation of that. what I did have the other day was Christian. Which, okay, not only does that not even sound, you know, slightly like Kirsten, really, it's also male and starts with a C. But anyway.
Well, there's the delivery guy, isn't he? Always calls you Kirsten Louis.
Kirsten Louis. Kristen. Yeah, he does actually. That's true.
And it's consistent.
I've also been called Louise. delivery drivers that have called me Louise because they've just seen
the last name.
Yeah, the last name, the Louis, and just automatically thought, I'll just say Louise.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been always... What I find bizarre is when, you know, you're introducing yourself or somebody asks your name or whatever, and I say, it's Kirsten, and they say, oh, Kirsten.
No, don't tell me my own name. Thank you.
Well, no. You know, actually listen. And I've had that quite a few times in, you know, when you go for an appointment somewhere, GP or hospital, wherever, and you say, they say, what's the name? And I say, Kirsten Louis. And they say, oh, Kirsten Louis, great, go sit down. And that's not what I said.
No.
You know, I get if they were reading it off a piece of paper or a screen or something, I can understand that. But not, you literally just have to repeat what I said.
Yes. And we learn to do that as children. You know, you listen to what parents say and you repeat it back.
Mm.
I could say some random non-existent phrase and you go repeat it back and that's fine. But people don't. They seem to have this weird cognitive disconnect with names.
Yeah.
Names in particular. They think it's supposed to be one way. I mean, I'm a hypocrite. I'm complaining about Lewis.
But I think, I feel like if you Google it, I haven't actually, and maybe I should have, but I feel like if you Google it, that is a thing, that is how you pronounce them.
Yeah, as far as I know. Because the L-O-U spelling is French.
Mm.
So pronouncing it with the, as far as I'm concerned, correct presentation is just the way it's done. Yeah. You wouldn't pronounce L-E-W-I-S as Louis. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah. So poor you. I mean, you had a much nicer, easier last name before you married me.
Yeah.
And then you just screwed
it up. I was sharp. That was easy.
You can't really mess that up, can you?
No. Although people did used to put an E on the end.
Okay.
Because some people spell it just without, and some people spell it with an E. So sometimes you'd have an E. But that's it. It's still the same. It's still pronounced correctly.
Just read it wrong and be like, shrap.
Yeah.
But you've got some really cool names for us, don't you? We went on a research hunt and you found some interesting ones.
Well, I think we just wanted to say that, you know, just because our names sometimes can be tricky for people, there are a lot more that, you know, a lot worse that we could be called.
Yeah, it is true.
So there's a few different sites that I pulled these from. And these are considered some of the worst girl names. So to start off with, we have Hellzel.
Yikes.
So this is a bit like Hazel,
mm-hmm.
but with hell. Hellzel. We've got Amiracle, but A-H-M-I-R-A-C-L-E.
Ah, so it's
like, Miracle.
Okay.
We have Anna, which you would think, lovely name, what's wrong with that? But it's Anna dot dot dot.
Why?
I don't know, but that is... what this child was named, Anna dot dot dot.
But now the cliffhanger for Anna is, where is it going?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
We have baby girl.
No.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
Britney, Shakira, Beyonce.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Just stop.
We have love child.
That's not okay either. Don't do that.
We have Elizabeth.
What?
Instead of Elizabeth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's just like, you're going to get real in trouble in school with a name like that.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
We have Olivia. Now, that's quite a common name.
Olivia,
lots of people, Olivia, usually spelt with an O. This is spelt A-L-I-V-I-Y-A-H. Olivia.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you do you?
Yeah. So we all know the name Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe slightly old-fashioned, but Beverly. But this has taken a bit of a turn, and it's Beverly.
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 Two B's.
Yeah. Which just sounds as if you made a mistake when you were...
typing it?
...trying to say, yes. This one I find so bizarre.
I mean, the phrase Baby Beverly...
Baby Beverly.
That's
very
difficult.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a speech impediment.
Which is fine if you do, but like choosing to call your child that surely must be difficult.
The next one is so bizarre. It's Little Sweetmeat.
Yeah, when you told me that yesterday, I was I was quite concerned.
Yeah. There is...
I mean, No, I was just thinking about beef jerky now. I'm quite...
A, B, C, D, E.
Abked.
Yeah. Now, according to this, there are 328 people named this in the US. The majority being girls.
Abset. Interesting.
Yeah. There is America.
Oh, yes.
Instead of America, we have America. There's also Jerica.
There should have been an apostrophe on the front of America.
Yeah.
Like apostrophe America.
We have Jerica, which is for parents who liked Erica and Jess. So they put that together.
Oh, really? Not Jeremy?
No, apparently not.
Okay.
There is orgasm.
You really? Mm-hmm. You call...
Yep.
It's a girl, right?
Yep. There okay. is...
How do you even shorten that? Orgy? Org? Gaz? That's Gary.
Melanomia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Which, you know, might not be so bad if it didn't have such connotations to a very similar word.
But. Yes.
Vagonica.
Oh, no.
Instead of Veronica.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. You made me jump.
Okay. There is L'Oreal.
You're worth it.
Exactly.
This is the shampoo brand. I imagine it's. I imagine it exists in the US as well, I think. But whenever you hear that, it's L'Oreal because you're worth
it. Because you're worth it.
It's their slogan.
It is. Felony.
Commit A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is
that a boy's name or a girl's name?
Girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Moxie Crime Fighter.
That just sounds like a kid's TV show, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Which actually reminds me, I didn't tell you, or maybe I did, but I went to school with two brothers, Turkish brothers, called Ibrahim and Sebahattin, right?
Yeah.
Ibrahim and Sebahattin. And in school, anyway, when they were younger, it got shortened to Ibby and Sebi. And my mum always said that it sounded like a really good kids' program.
It does. It's a bit like Bert and Ernie or...
Ibby and Sebi sat in the garden.
Yeah.
Now, when they got older, they
did you ever
to
watch Topsy and Tim?
Of course I did.
Like that.
Yeah, and Rosie and Jim.
Oh, I loved Rosie and Jim.
And Tots TV, of course.
Yeah.
Down our childhood memories, yeah. Mm.
Right, so back to the names. We have next, abstinence.
Oh, yeah, right. So to make a baby with a name like that, it's not hypocritical at all. No, yeah. Of course not.
Facebook.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. And Olive Garden. Which I believe is a restaurant chain.
I think so.
In America.
Somebody let us know.
Yeah. Okay, so we're moving on to some boys' names now.
Those were all girls' names.
Those were all girls' names.
Facebook.
We have Danger.
Yeah, maybe, but no.
Mm-hmm. Clitus.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Don't do that.
That was a French couple, apparently. We have Melda.
Melda. That's not terrible.
No, I think it's a character from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
this one.
Okay.
Colon.
And I said yesterday his twin brother, Semi.
Yeah. We have Unique, spelled Y-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have Mercury, Constellation Star Cruiser.
You could have stopped at Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to add the other bits.
We have... Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like double-barreled or something?
It's just written Pilot and then Inspector. Inspector is spelled I-N-S-P-E-K-T-O-R.
Okay. And what about Mercury Star Constellation Star Cruiser?
They're three separate... Yeah, they're not just one long word. They're three separate names, but that is all the child's...
Well, I was thinking, like, if it was a German person, like then it would all be one word, smooshed together.
Yeah. We have Light. L-I-K-E.
Where's the name?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the name?
We have Billion.
Who wants to be?
We have... Now, this is all one word. So there is no gap. Prince Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say, if you're reading the subtitles today, I apologize profusely for whatever madness it is doing to these this particular episode. I cannot even begin to imagine.
Oh, you might like the next one. Audio science.
Okay. I like it, but okay. I promise never to call a child that.
No. Sad man.
That's one just word. Mean.
I know. Hashtag.
Strungecast.
I think one of the worst we can all agree would be naming your child Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, don't
but
do that.
It has been done.
I think I read that somewhere. And I think, actually, years and years ago, when we were looking at baby names, and we're not these people, but there was a couple that named, I think their last name was Wall, and I think you mentioned that they had called their children Brick and Stone.
Yes.
Brick, Wall, Stone, Wall. Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
It was a long time ago now.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that I don't have the best memory, but... some others that I came across were Jack Daniels.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Infinite.
Okay.
And then you've got like rhythm, lyric. You know, they're sort of...
musical.
A bit more funky as opposed to awful. Bunny, Galaxy, Twizzler. Desire, but spelt D-Z-Y-R-E. It's an interesting one.
Okay.
We've got Keithan. Which is a cross between Keith and Ethan.
Okay. That's quite American, I think.
Yeah. And then just going back to girls' names, because there's another few. We've got Paige Turner.
Oh, my gosh. Was someone too much into the sun or something?
We've got Aria.
No. No. Why do people do this?
We've got Heavenly, but Heavenly.
Oh, man.
We have Strawberry Rain.
Strawberry Rain.
Jennifer. Kate Lind, but it's K-A-I-T-L-I-N-D.
Kate Lind.
We've also got... see, this is the thing, I think. There are so many, you know, people that want to have very unique names. So instead of choosing a very unique name, they decide to spell it differently.
Right.
So here we have Samantha. Now, how would you think that they would spell Samantha?
S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A?
Yeah, this is P-S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A.
Samantha.
Yeah.
Like psychology.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought that we could look at some of the crazy celebrity names.
Oh, dear.
Because they always, I feel, like to push the... boundaries a little bit.
How about the most recent one that you told me about? Baby that was just born a couple of days ago.
Oh, that was Sia, mm-hmm. I believe.
The singer.
And she named her third child Somersault.
Okay, then.
Yeah, spelt S-O-M-E-R-S-A-U-L-T. Somersault.
S-A-E-L-T.
And there were lots of people saying, what were the other two named? Forward roll and backward roll, or... you know.
Roly-poly. Puddin' and pie.
So we have I'll try and say that again. Too many J's. Jermajesty Jackson.
That's not easy.
Jermaine Jackson's.
When you're drunk son. Or not drunk.
I know. I can't even get it out.
And I mean, you know, you can answer the child, yes, Jermajesty, and mm-hmm. no, Jermajesty.
Yeah. We have Banjo Patrick Taylor.
Patrick.
Yeah. Not Banjo? Would you want to be Banjo?
No. I knew a dog called Banjo as a child.
That's Rachel Griffiths and Andrew Taylor. We have Rocket Valentino Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez. He's an actor, isn't he?
I think so. Many are.
I'm really bad with things. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know who these people are. Frank and Gail Zappa.
Frank Zappa is a
musician.
A musician.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So they have Moon Unit.
Yes.
Dweezil.
I think he's quite famous now.
Dweezil?
I think so.
And Diva Muffin. So that's girl, boy, girl. So Moon Unit and Diva Muffin are girls, and Dweezil is boy.
Yeah. If you look him up, I think he's... I don't know if he does music. I can't remember. But yeah, Dweezil. I've heard Dweezil Zapper. Sounds like an arcade game.
Dweezil.
Dweezil Zapper.
Think of an animal. Like a weasel.
Oh, no. But if you put Zapper at the end, it sounds like a kid's toy.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so next we have two. T-U.
Okay.
Morrow.
No, don't do that.
So the surname is Morrow. Morrow because it's actor Rob Morrow.
Okay.
So she is two and then Morrow.
You can't even shorten it.
Nope.
Hey, two. How you doing, two? Just the two of us.
Sylvester Stallone's son is Sage Moonblood Stallone.
Moonblood.
Yeah.
The blood of the moon.
We have Bob Geldof and Paula Yates.
Yes, yes.
So they have, I think this is all one child's name because it just says girl. So that is Peaches, Honey Blossom, Michelle, Charlotte, Angel, Vanessa, Geldof.
So you could like field a football team, but it's just one person's name.
Yeah.
Right.
But effectively, she's Peaches, Honey Blossom. And then they also have Fifi, Trixabelle, and Pixie.
So she gets all the names, and then the others get like two and then one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they've just not included their full names, because they only list Peaches' whole name like that. But it does say the other two are Fifi, Trixabelle, and Pixie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Erica Badu and Andre 3000, they have a son called Seven Sirius Benjamin.
Sirius?
Well, I'm assuming S-I-R-I-U-S.
Oh, Sirius. That's Sirius. Like Sirius Black, that is.
Yeah, not Sirius. Ah. Like, you're so serious today or whatever.
Yeah.
Sirius.
Okay. I picked up my keyboard, by the way, because I wanted to make sure that we gave a proper shout out to the three people that used the contact form in the last episode.
Oh, of course.
So, speaking of names, there's Kama Hussein, and I don't know, that's Q-A-M-A-R. So I'm probably going to say it wrong, so please do correct me if you're still listening. Because I thought, you know, as it was names, and these are people with names. I do know Martin. Martin is the guitarist from Belgium that I went to Belgium with a couple weeks ago. So that was nice. And also, there was Garrett, if I remember correctly. Yes, so the three people, Kama, Martin, and Garrett, you were the three people to first use the contact form and get in touch with us. And because names are such an integral part of who we are as people, if you have an interesting name, or if you feel that your name is always being misrepresented, or if you know someone with an interesting name, tell us about it. Because for all the people that don't listen slash watch us on YouTube, who can leave a comment directly there, it's a shame you can't do that in the podcast apps themselves, but haven't found a way for that yet. So come over to the contact form and leave us a shout out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that actually came really well timed.
I just felt it.
Yeah.
I felt
that
it.
That is the end of the names, but we do have some place names to look at. So
this country is renowned for absolutely crazy names.
Yeah.
Some of them are too...
Yeah, some of them we cannot say
on this podcast.
Because we know that our children...
At least one of them.
At least one of them. The youngest one. Hence why we can't say them. But
also, we've been clean this whole time. We're not going to break the streak. We're listed as clean.
I'm not sure some of them I could say, but anyway. So we have Wits End. It's not too bad. We're starting off, you know.
I'm at my wit's end.
That's in Bedfordshire. We have Dull in Perthshire. We have Pants in Wales.
Oh, yeah.
We have Rotten Bottom.
I quite like that one.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I don't know. I think it's in a valley.
In a valley.
So maybe Wales.
Okay.
There's lots of valleys in Wales.
Indeed. And if it is the bottom of the valley and it's rotten, well, it adds up.
Yeah. We have Bellend in the Midlands. We have Great Bottom Flash in Basingstoke.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the rest of them are that I have found are in Cornwall. We have Crapston.
Great.
Broken Wind.
Brilliant.
Barton in the Beans.
What the crap?
Don't know. Beer.
Well, I should say, what the crap wind?
Yeah.
Beer.
Boggy Bottom.
Oh, yeah. I've actually heard of that place.
Yeah. Crackpot.
Yep.
Great Snoring.
Is that me?
It has been the last couple of nights, yes.
You could chip me off.
Yeah, off you go to Cornwall. Giggleswick.
That's quite a cool name.
Yeah, I quite like that one. Nether Wallop. Butthole Road.
Yep.
Droop. And Curry Mallet.
Curry Mallet.
Curry Mallet.
Not Timmy Mallet.
Nope.
Do you remember Timmy Mallet?
I do remember Timmy Mallet. Yeah.
He was a kids presenter when we were young.
Yeah.
Which was a long time ago. He hasn't been on TV for years.
Yeah.
Curry Mallet.
That's it. That's your lot.
The safe ones, anyway.
Those are the safe ones. There are so many more, and I highly recommend looking them up because we had quite a giggle.
There are two extras I want to add. There's Ozzle Twizzle, which is somewhere, I think, in Yorkshire. Don't quote me on that. But it's spelled Oswald Twizzle. But it's pronounced Ozzle Twizzle, as far as memory serves. And of course, my very own Worcestershire. Now, that in itself is not necessarily difficult. But, I mean, to say it, it's not. But when you see how it's spelt, and it confuses a lot of people outside of the UK, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Who's your sister? Is one that wash I've seen people. Wash your sister.
Wash your sister, yeah.
Yeah, wash your sister.
Worcestershire, by the way, is the home of Liam Perrin Worcestershire sauce. And when I went to school in Worcester, we used to smell it. If we were, I think we're downwind of the factory. So if the wind was blowing a particular way, we would get the scent of Worcestershire sauce all through the college campus. And there are other names of similar nature, like Gloucestershire and Cirencester. But that's one that you don't pronounce like Cirencester. You pronounce it Cirencester. Leicester as well, Leicestershire. They get shortened, don't they? So Worcestershire is Worcester.
Yeah.
Gloucestershire is Gloucester. And Leicestershire is Leicester. Mm-hmm. But they all have like this CES thing going on, or CEIS in some cases. So to look at them, particularly if you're reading character by character, can be very complicated. So yeah, strange place names that probably get mispronounced all the time. And you think, you know, ours aren't so bad after all that, are they?
No.
Kirsty?
Ah.
Sorry. It's what my granddad calls you.
It is.
And it's hard to correct old people.
Yeah. He's the only person that we let continually call me that.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I know a Kirsten as well. And so, as I said like earlier, if we put you in the same room, at least you'd know who's being called. Same spelling, different pronunciation.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably where people fall down, is they see something and know it's, they've heard it that way all their life, and then they come across us and they're like, oh, okay, confused now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Names. But we have one more thing for you.
We do.
New segment.
Yes.
I like this.
Well, I just thought it would be fun to add a little story each week, like a crazy news story or a crazy thing that one of us has come across.
Yeah.
And I actually heard this on a different podcast, which I now cannot remember which one, but it made me smile. So in the Netherlands, there is a river with a lock. So, you know.
Yeah, like, with a gate and the
yeah,
sluice.
Yeah, basically.
I opened one of those as a kid.
Did you? That's very cool.
Yeah.
And they have installed a fish doorbell. So the fish that migrate along the lock, which is, you know, very important for fish population.
Yeah.
They cannot get through the lock for obvious reasons. They're fish. So they have installed an online live stream that you can access. And we will put the insert the
link,
the
in
link
the show notes.
To this so you okay. can have a look.
I will do that.
This is during their springtime migration. So people can access this, look at the live stream, and when they see that fish are gathering, because the little fish will swim up, they'll all wait in turn. People can press the fish doorbell and it will alert the authorities, the correct people. And when there are enough fish there, they will open the lock to allow the fish through so that they can continue. And it's important because they can't just do it at certain intervals, because if too many of the fish gather, they become really easy target for prey and things. You know, if there's just like a whole bunch of fish, of course, all the birds are going to be like, well, this is a free buffet.
All you can eat.
Yeah. So this is the
fifth. And then they go on Facebook or Bird Book and tell all their friends.
Yeah. So this is the fifth year now. And the site has attracted millions of viewers from all around the world to help.
Have you watched it?
I haven't actually, because I was only reminded of this yesterday. But I am going to check it out because I just think it's...
That sounds really cool.
It's just really cute that there's a little fish. I mean, initially when I did read it, I thought a fish doorbell, are the fish going up and pressing it? Because...
Well, so did I.
That would be the most amazing trick. But the fact that, you know,
it's
people all over the world
yep.
can log in and press the doorbell for the fish so that they can then carry on their spring migration, I think is just
lovely.
Really, really cool. Yeah. And like another good thing that people are doing.
Yes.
For the animals.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
So ending on a positive note today. We like that. Well, with that, we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening as always. And if you're new, welcome. If you're old, welcome back.
Bye.
Smoking is not allowed anywhere at this station or on trains. This includes e-cigarettes.